Architecture turns out to be a pretty broad education. You know, you can leave that education and do all sorts of interesting things. This is Jack Sanders. I'm an Austin-based artist, and I have a company called Design Build Adventure, and more recently a venue or laboratory headquarters that I call The Long Time. And I also am the founder, manager, and a pitcher for the Texas Playboys Baseball Club. Well, I went to school in Alabama at Auburn, and after graduating there, it was time to come home to Texas and start to practice my practice. It was time to do that at home, and I considered that Texas, but it became pretty apparent that I was ready to head to Austin. And like a lot, you'll hear a lot of Texans say, I got, you know, they were born wherever and then got to Austin as quick as they could. There's a lot of things going on in Austin, but there is certainly an energy and a spirit of a creative type, you know, that just gravitates towards this city and this place. And not only do I feel it and I'm a part of it now, but I was drawn here because of it. I think it's very much, I like to think of it as Willie Nelson, Rick Linklater, and Liz Lambert. But is that those three people, in a sense, sort of from a creative standpoint, sort of have this draw to, you know, and pull a lot of creative people here, and we collaborate and work together. And, you know, and all cities and a lot of cities have obviously have creative talent and energy, and there's people here that aren't embodying that spirit as well. But it's certainly a lot of it and a welcome energy here. And it felt like I was excited to come here. I went to architecture school because I told a guidance counselor I wanted to be an artist, and the guidance counselor responded that architecture school would probably be a good route, but was pretty clear that I didn't want to do that. But I think when I first got to Auburn, I was thinking that I realized that maybe this was a lateral move, and immediately I started thinking I should be in New York. I should definitely be at NYU. But what happened was, is it turned out that moving to the poorest county in Alabama was that bold move, and it really turned out to be the right move for me. And I just became fascinated with folk art of the Deep South and artists of the Deep South and people in the Deep South. And then it didn't take long before I ran across what I call sandlot baseball and ran across a thing called the New Bern Baseball Club. So the New Bern Baseball Club, I literally was introduced to by a man in a Piggly Wiggly parking lot who asked me if I wanted to go to a baseball game randomly, and I, of course, said yes, and then go down a dirt road and find this baseball club that had been operating for 80 years on this piece of property, and it was, you know, in a town of 200 people, but I would say there were 400 people there, all African American except for me and a friend of mine, and we, you know, went in and just immediately were welcomed and met people and ate catfish and drank beer and just watched this great baseball game. And I wanted to know more about that and dove in pretty deep to this culture and to what I call, and I don't think they called it sandlot baseball, but that's what I've come to call it. They call it the baseball club. And these baseball clubs in that area, in that part of Alabama, have roots in all sorts of social and pleasure clubs throughout the Deep South. But what this club in particular did in this town of 200 people, that is, if you were a member of the club, they collected, you know, you had roles, you play, or you collect money at the gate. But you took money, the money that was raised throughout the season was used for all sorts of community needs, including if somebody passed away, all the flowers for the funerals were provided by the baseball club. And that those kinds of things were really powerful for me to learn. But then about a year after I'd been involved, I realized that they also, the teams would get together and dig the graves by hand. And so these communities would get together and create these sort of social clubs to make sure that that was something they could do. This is very typical to rural areas, is where young people, you know, don't need to or have to stay in New Bern, Alabama anymore because they can get a job in Tuscaloosa or Birmingham. So things like a New Bern baseball club you know, are struggling to find young people to join their clubs and are hanging on by really talented 55-year-old baseball players. You know, so the young kids are all going away. So for somebody in their 20s like myself to come along and be really intrigued with the whole deal, you know, they really let me in and see what was going on. And I mean, I don't think I intentionally planned on this, but when I came to Austin, I was not only instilled with this sort of a community idea of how to practice architecture or how to practice design, but buried in that was that Sandlot Baseball was a way to do it, you know. And I didn't plan on it, but after a couple of years of being in Austin, it was pretty clear that it was going to happen here too. We founded the Playboys. We went and played my old team in New Bern, Alabama. We thought, oh, well, naturally, we'll just do this every year. Went back the next year, and there was only 8 New Bern Tigers, and the field wasn't mowed. And in a sense, we were watching sort of the death of the New Bern Baseball Club as the young people aren't there. And this is not unique to baseball. This is the same thing that happens with a juke joint or an old, you know, drugstore or all these things, you know, in a town like this. You know, this town hadn't built a new building in a really long time. Somebody said, well, why don't we just go somewhere else? So we went home that year and we said, well, we voted to go to New Orleans. We called that barnstorming, you know, as we contact somebody and tell them we're coming and we tell them we want to play them and we'd like them to take us to dinner. And all this stuff kind of falls in place. And so we've been doing that for 12 years now. And we have a party every year at a classic bar in Austin called the Sahara Lounge. It has an amazing history. And we throw a party and we do PowerPoint presentations and we vote on the city that we're going to go to. We went to Marfa and we challenged a group of guys in Marfa to play us in baseball. They're called the Los Yonki Gallos de Marfa, and we've played them now every year for 10 years. I really like that this part of the story, though, is that, you know, that's the kind of baseball that Marfa played 50 years ago in the same exact way that New Bern, Alabama did, because you're so far from an urban area, so far from a professional baseball team that you make your own fun.